Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
And the threat of another European interest rate rise is expected. The European Central Bank will be meeting again later on in the week. It had been hoped that the ECB wouldn't impose another rise, but now that crunch decision will come later in the week. And for more, I'm joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, and also Michael Dowling, who's Managing Director of Dowling Financial. Charlie, you're writing about this in the Irish Independent. 9 interest rate hikes from the ECB in the last year, and it looks like a 10th is on the way, doesn't it?
It has been absolutely relentless, Claire. 9, this is the fastest increase in interest rates in the history of the European Central Bank in its 25-year history. Yeah, and they could go for a 10th one this Thursday. And even if they hold off on that, pause, as they were saying, there may just be another one in October. It seems as if the punishings will continue until morale improves.
Right.
Really pounding well, people,
look,
you know.
We had expected, or some had expected, that perhaps there might take their foot off the pedal when it came to increasing rates. So what has happened in the last couple of days to make this now such a certainty almost?
Yeah, before they went on holidays for the month of August, I mean, the last time the European Central Bank governing body met in July, the indications coming out were that they'll possibly pause now. They'll take a breather, just see what happens in the hope that inflation will be controlled. Because, look, at their main mandate is to try and get inflation down to its target of 2%. The hope was that it would fall back. That has not happened, unfortunately, Claire. The latest figures we have for Eurozone inflation in August was 5.3%. So it's more than double where it needs to be. It's just not coming back at all. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, the other risk they have, this is why this decision is on a knife edge this Thursday, is that they risk pushing the European economy into recession. Already Germany is seeing its gross domestic product contracting. If you look at the Purchasing Managers Index across the Eurozone, that's a kind of key gauge of business activity. It's down at a 33-month low. You know, it's at levels that are indicating contraction. So, you know, there's a real fear, particularly Germany, such a big economy. It's been described as the sick man of Europe in economic terms. So there's a real fear that if they keep pushing and go for a 10th interest rate rise, they'll just topple the European economy into recession. On the other hand, their main task is to try and control inflation. So this is going to be a very tough meeting. You can see that there'll be arguments back and forth.
Didn't we hear last week, Charlie, that the interest rate rises are causing inflation, certainly in this jurisdiction?
They certainly are in this jurisdiction. We have 2 different inflation measures. We have one that the kind of domestic one that the Central Statistics Office puts out, they call it the Consumer Price Index. It takes account of inflation. It's up at about 6.3%. It takes account of mortgage payments. So it includes mortgage payments. So that domestic inflation measure used by the CSO, it's saying our inflation is about 6.3%. But the one used by Eurostat, that's produced by Eurostat, you know, the CSO would feed into that, it doesn't include mortgage payments, and it's lower. It's 5.3. There's a sense that the main reason domestic inflation in this country anyway is increasing is that mortgage payments have gone up so much, particularly those on trackers, people stuck, mortgage prisoners of the vultures, because they're on variables, a lot of them, and others who just having to pay more when they take out a mortgage or to come off a fixed rate, they lock into a new one, it's higher than the previous one. So, you know, mortgages, interest increases are feeding into inflation, and yet the argument for pushing up interest rates is to try and control inflation.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem contradictory. Yeah.
It certainly does. Charlie, stay there, because Michael Dowling is listening to all of that, Managing Director of Dowling Financial. Michael, good morning to you. Do you think it's going to happen this week?
It's debatable, Claire. As Charlie has outlined, if you look at the largest economy in Europe, the German economy, it's heading into recession. The French economy, the significant constraints on its economy. So they're the 2 largest economies in Europe, and they do have sway when these decisions are made. And you've got all the smaller economies like, you know, Spain, France, Italy, Greece. They've all been advocating for a number of months that rates should be on hold. So it's going going to be debatable whether we see this increase or not, but it is on a knife edge in terms of what's going to happen and whether it will be increased. Mm-hmm. But even if it's not increased on Thursday, I think it may only be a pause. I mean, I don't think the ECB wants to call a halt to the increases. Even if it says no on Thursday, it is possible they may increase the rates in October, depending on what happens to inflation.
And if you have a mortgage that's vulnerable to these increases, you wouldn't know what's worse, you know, going up now again or going up in October just before Christmas.
Yes, I mean, the challenge to people who are on variable or tracker rates is the level of increase. I mean, we haven't seen increases like this over a 13-month period in my time in this business. Yeah. So you've got circa 107,000 variable rate customers. Their rates probably haven't gone up as much as the tracker rate customer because their rates are determined by the bank they're with, not necessarily the ECB. But those customers who are on tracker rates, their rates go up within a month of any ECB rate increase. And you've 180,000 circa tracker customers out there who've seen significant increases over the last 13 months. And to some, the opportunity to avail of other rates has probably gone, although you should always check and see what alternatives are there, because depending on your individual circumstances, you may have no choice but to switch to a fixed rate, because it is cheaper today than what you are paying on your tracker rate. But always seek advice before you make that decision.
And what are you saying to people? Because I'm sure you're coming across people, Michael, who are now at the pin of their financial collar because of these unprecedented increases.
Yeah, look, I've had significant engagement from customers and non-customers just seeking guidance. Look, anyone on a tracker mortgage, I mean, the first thing I would say is, look, what is your balance outstanding? What term have you got remaining on the loan? Because that is significant. And most importantly then, what margin above the ECB base rate are you on? Because tracker rates can be as low as 0.5% above the ECB base rate, but equally there are customers out there who've got tracker rates at 3% above the ECB base rate. And there's a compelling case for those whose interest rate margin is above 1.5% to 1.75% to give serious consideration to looking at fixed rates. But it's all down to individual circumstances and how much you can afford in terms of absorbing what's happened here today. But the one thing I would say to everybody, seek advice. It's not just one fix suits everybody. You've got to seek advice. You've got to get somebody to do the numbers for you to see, does it suit your individual household budget as to whether or not you've come off your tracker rate? Like, obviously, we're in an environment where rates have gone up. But look, rates will come down. It could be 2025 before they do start coming down. So some tracker customers have to bear that in mind as well, that this significant cycle of high interest rates will come to an end. And then they will see benefits of lower rates in 2 years' time. So there's a case in either way. To some will stay, some will decide to go fixed to reduce their monthly repayments.
Okay. All right, you've got to see if you can stick it out. Do you agree with that, Charlie? And do you agree that it could
totally
be 2025, though, before we see rates coming down?
That is the they are the indications we're getting, Claire. But here's a top tip now, and Michael will agree with this as a credit union man. There's about 100 credit unions in the country offering mortgages. They have rock-bottom rates. I mean rock-bottom rates. They're different at each credit union, but they're down as low as 2.95%. And they haven't moved all summer, even though the European Central Bank has been busy hiking its rates continuously. They have a different model for funding. They don't rely on European Central Bank rates or wholesale market rates. They use member savings. So if you're in a position to switch, and if it makes sense for you, if you've, you know, consulted somebody, as Michael says, maybe the credit union could come to your rescue with a ridiculously cheap mortgage rate of 3%. We aren't going to see 3% again for a very long time in this market, but the credit unions, 100 of them that offer mortgages in this market, may well come to your rescue on this.
And just on that, legislation is changing around that, in that you'll be able to go to any credit union in the country, isn't that right?
Yeah, if you're a credit union, you know, it doesn't offer a mortgage, they may refer you to a bigger one who can accommodate you. Because of the rules at the moment, this thing called a common bond, which restricts you going to another credit union if it's outside your geographical area or whatever. Mm. They're silly old-fashioned rules, but you know the credit unions will be able to cooperate and help you and send you to another credit union, and you get a rock bottom rate. You get a really really good rate.
Yeah, but we should sound a note of caution on that, though, Michael. It's not like changing your electricity provider. It's a fairly painful process, isn't it, to switch your mortgage?
It is, and it's one of the challenges in banking that we face, because, I mean, to switch from one lender to another on average takes between 10 and 12 weeks. It's way too long, and it's a factor that turns people off in a number of instances. But just going back to your previous comment, I would agree with Charlie. Like, the credit unions are going to present a significant challenge to the banks. There's one piece of legislation, and Minister McNeill, who has responsibility for the credit unions, has indicated that she's going to look at, in that the level of lending that credit unions can give is restricted to 7.5% of their assets. And she's looking at increasing that to 15%. And that will make a difference, because the challenge for a lot of credit unions is they've more members looking for loans than they can provide because of this restriction.
All right. And if you think you're listening to this and it sounds like an ad for credit unions, when the banks start doing rates at around 3% and below, we'll talk about their rates too. Charlie Weston and Michael Dowling, thank you both for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about cringe watches. So the shows that you can't turn off, even though you feel I shouldn't really be watching this, it's absolutely rubbish, but I'm going to sit here and watch it anyway. Come up with some examples and text me 51551. It's coming up after the break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.